What's up, guys? Yeah, it was real good news. They said his scan passed fine. No, it wasn't as scary as it seemed. So he's going to be all right. He's going to fly back with us. Yeah. With Keese?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I know he had one earlier in the year. I think versus Arizona. He came back fine from that. You obviously haven't got a chance to talk to him there, but that was a pretty violent hit. So that one wasn't surprising for anything. But no, I don't. He's been good throughout the year. I know he had that week versus Arizona, though.
What was he like when he was out on the field? Was he kind of disoriented?
No, I mean, it made me feel better when we went out there because his eyes were open and he was talking, not a lot, but he wasn't out cold or anything. He was there and his eyes were open. He was just trying to feel better before he got up, and I think he could have got up, but they were trying to take it slowly. Yeah, I was, you know, we talked about that last night at our team meeting, actually, and I was real proud of the guys for that. You know, I think one of the main things that I wanted to find out this year is really who we were and who the coaches were, who the players were. And I always say I don't think you can find out about people till you see how they handle adversity. And to start out 0-9, that was a lot of adversity for us. And I think it's not a coincidence that not many teams have finished after that with more than no team has with more than 3 wins, because that's adversity and that usually tears people apart. But we got a bunch of good people in our locker room and they stayed together. I think we were tighter from it. We got better from it. And I think that's just a credit to some of the character that we have in there. Yeah, it definitely looked like it from you know, the result of that play. I you know, it's such a bang bang thing, and I don't know exactly what happened. It was very violent. I'm sure the guy didn't have intent to do that, but guys are competitive out there, and they're very concerned about their brother, and they wanted to answer the next play. And you know, when I called it, I thought it was a 2-yard gain, but you know, they just willed their way in from Carlos running the O line, everyone pushing it. It was a cool way to answer right after that. Yeah, it's something I think we scored on last year in Atlanta on that versus Arizona. I saw the Rams scoring it earlier this year for someone, but you get them in man-to-man, and they try to run with fast guys, and they forget about guys coming back out the backside. That was faking a reverse, yeah, which is very similar. We call it a ghost, but I don't – yeah, there you go. You know, every year is different. We're going to have to regroup next year, and would love to carry this over. But, you know, we loved how we finished this year, and I get what the guys mean. You know, to win this much at the end of the year, it feels great, and you don't want to stop playing, which is unusual when you're not in the playoffs. So it's a good feeling that we worked very hard to get to. I think we appreciate it a lot more because we know where we started and where we came from and how we finished. And definitely haven't arrived, but we're happy with how we ended this. And we're going to have to go into next year and work to get better and add some guys and make sure we keep the guys on our roster just continuing to get better. Yes, definitely. You know, he came in and he didn't try to do anything out of his personality. He just was himself, and guys enjoyed him. He didn't, whether, you know, before he played to his first game to the way he acts now, you know, he's been the same every day. And when you act that way, guys respect it, and he's been great out on the field, too.
What about his grasp of the playbook? You're supposed to have a very complex playbook. How deep did he get into it?
It's, you know, once you're playing, it's, the playbook is whatever your game plan is that week. So he gets into that as much as he can and was prepared every week once we put a game plan together for him. You know, the things that come with working more and having more reps is just the consistency of the plays. You know, we've asked him to do a lot of things here in this last month that he hasn't done before, like our bootleg, some of our play action. And it's not that he hasn't been able to grasp it. It's that just with everyone, the more reps you get of stuff, the better you get. The more, if number one's not there, you can see it faster, get to number two, to number three. And he did a hell of a job starting way behind in the small time he played, and expect him to keep getting better. I thought our guys did great with that. I think that I was telling them that last night, that that's always a concern of coaches, and I think everyone, that when it seems like guys aren't going to, you know, especially your opponent, aren't putting maybe as much into it, you know, by saying they're going to rest some guys and stuff, that your guys naturally will lose their edge. But that's why I got a lot of respect for our players. They've been the same week in and week out. It really doesn't matter, and that was the goal here. You know, we talk about, it's K-1's nickname, we call him the shark, but we talk about all ourselves just trying to be like sharks, that it doesn't matter what day it is, what game it is, that you don't have to turn it on, you don't have to turn it off. That's just who you are, and that's all you know. Yeah, Ruben was fine. He I don't want to say fine, but he got a bad stinger there at the end. He could have gone back in, but it was later in the game, so we just pulled him out. Buck, I believe, hurt in the first half, came back out and tried to go again, and then it was bothering him, so we just shut him down. Yeah, it was his chest. I don't know the details or how serious it is. I don't believe, since he was able to come back in, that it's going to be too serious, but that's about all I know so far. Well, it's nice because, you know, we don't have to go into free agency or the draft trying to answer that question right away. So that's a big spot, and, you know, that's where it starts. And now we'll just keep trying to look at what's out there based off free agency. Then we'll move to the draft and people who get let go regardless of the position. But wherever we can try to improve our team, we will. And you see what's available and whatever's there. You know, where I don't like going into a season saying we have to get this position or we have to get that. You see what's available and you try to make the best decisions with what there is. Yeah, I think E. Reed's been great. You know, he started out with real high expectations this year, going into a contract year, playing in a new scheme that he had a hell of a camp doing. Got hurt early in the year, which was frustrating for him. Took him some time to get back. When he did, we had some injuries and some other people playing, so we tried him at linebacker for a few weeks. Put a huge challenge on him to do that, but he stepped up for it. And then once we lost Tart and stuff, we had to shuffle him back to safety, and he's gotten better each week. You know, it was a new scheme for him. He's been moving around all year, and, you know, this last month or so, I feel like he's been playing his best football. Yes, definitely. You lose nine in a row. That first one was, it felt good, and I'll never forget that. And, you know, they all feel good. This one felt great also. We've gotten a little more used to it than then recently. We didn't give out any game balls, but I'll have some time to think about that on the play.
Couple more? All right. Great.
All right, guys. Thanks.